but not a PhD. I admire them. Okay, tribute to them. Well, it's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, do you know why medical doctors in UK is called MBBS, Bachelor of Medicine, Bachelor of Science, and whereas in Canada and the United States it's called MD, medical doctors? Because back in the old days, for doctors in North America to be called Doctor of Medicine, they have to do the same thing as in UK. They have to present an article where no man had gone before. Well, yeah. Now we are lucky because our forefathers have done such a good job. We eliminate that requirement. So we are doctors and we have this big, huge ego that you see. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that ego then leads me to this. Can I have the next slide, please? Ego. I like to do a sales pitch, okay? This is a book by Master Wu Gong, a monk in Taiwan. He went to Japan and brought back esoteric Buddhism, okay, back to Taiwan. The Japanese had guarded it for 1,200 years, all right, as their imperial treasure, and would not let anyone who is non-Japanese take it. So Master Wu Gong was the first one to got it back from Japanese into Chinese soil. Of course, the Japanese got it from China. And we got it from India. Okay. So now, the reason I brought up this book is because he talked about a lot of things. And ego is part of it. Now, what are my Western ideas? This book is a New York bestseller for years. And it has been translated to numerous countries. And this book is called The Power of Now. Okay, any one of us who speaks Cantonese or Chinese will know this is basically Wen Zhou Dong Ha. All the things that he said was discovered or talked about by Buddha 2,500 years ago. And we have generations of monks who have taught us this, but none of them made $1 million, okay? And these Western guys took Buddha's idea, expand on it, and make lots of money. So, you know, it just makes me wonder, you know, why are all our monks, okay, and all these brilliant thinkers never thought about writing it in a way to make billions of dollars? And that's because they do not think about modernizing the language. And this is what AWE is trying. We are blending philosophy, science, and spirituality together, okay? That is the essence of our course. And this guy went on to write another book. And it's called A New Earth. It's not a new earth, it's a new idea. Fall of ego. It took me 4 readings to know what he was trying to say. It's a terrible writer, this book. You know, the reason I brought it up is because if it were not because I had to organize this lecture, I read this book 4 times. First 3 times, I didn't know what he was trying to say, except for the term. I understand all the English words. I have no idea what he was saying. It's only when I'm trying to organize this that I realize he was talking about one simple thing, ego. Okay? Now, why would I mention this? It's because of participation. If it were not because I had to organize this, I would not be able to get myself to read it the 4th time and understand it. So I ask every one of you here, please do what Buddha said, do what all the good monks said, participate. Get involved, okay? And that's what Ding Xin has talked about in the first 2 lectures. I encourage you to get more involved, okay? Participate, you will benefit more. When my mother died just recently, well, you know, we do all the Chinese things and we get a monk, you know, recite the sutras to her spirit. And one of the sutras was saying, if you recite the sutra, your benefit is 6 times more than the disease. It's participation. Okay, it's from the sutra. You can find it. I'll tell you where the source is. Right? So by participating, you get more. You know, when I listen to the sutra, I said, ah, yeah, sure, big deal, okay? But when I finally feel it by participation, I know my benefit is 6 times more, and even much more than just listening to that sutra. So, for those of us who who can participate, you benefit yourself much more than others. Alright, so that's the sales pitch, okay? Now, again, well, courses that we were aiming at, our direction is to blend philosophy with science and spirituality. And please remember, you can make millions of dollars out of it, okay? By participating. First of all, I quote science. We all know Albert Einstein, I hope. That is a quote from him. Basically, ego and I is an optical illusion of consciousness. Again, consciousness is not alertness. Consciousness is a different thing. So let's make that term clear. I did it in the previous lecture. It's an optical illusion. Alright? Now this is from Einstein. He's a science guy. He actually saw it. It's really an optical illusion. Now, he is actually credited as the father of modern philosophy. I think, therefore I am. Now, let's think it over. I think, therefore I am. He is talking about thinking. In fact, this guy actually got to the root of all sufferings. But he didn't know how to proceed further. He was great. He hadn't got to the level of Buddha yet. I think, therefore I am. Alright, then, 300 years later, a Frenchman named Jean-Paul Sartre. Now, it's a very difficult verse, but I will make it simpler. Okay, in fact, what he is saying is, how can a dreamer know he's dreaming? Now, if I think therefore I am, how is it different from the dreamer knowing that he's dreaming? He could. Remember that movie that we saw about this kind of a dream in four levels and this guy, you know, right? He didn't know. How did he know? He has a talk and he goes like this and it lies down and yes, he's not dreaming. A dreamer does not know what he is doing. He doesn't know he's dreaming. Alright, I'll read the verse. If there was nothing but thought in you, you wouldn't even know you were thinking. The consciousness that say I am is not the consciousness that thinks. It is a different dimension of consciousness. Just like there's different dimensions of dreams. Okay? Now, this guy found what the goddess didn't know. But again, unfortunately, he's not quite at the level of Buddha yet. In fact, the two philosophers might have found the original sin in religion. Right, I will elaborate on that in a minute, later on in the slides. Yes?
Well, hi, I just want to interject. Maybe when Jenny talked about the holistic health, and she mentioned three components of the being. There's the mind component, and then there's the spirit component. Is that saying the same thing, that I am not the consciousness that think is the mind, and the consciousness that says I am is the spirit, or something along that line?
I just want to relate that to the earlier lecture on that. Thank you. Well done.
Next slide, please. All right. Now, this is a beautiful slide. Thank you, Ruby. Ego is no more than an identification with form. Difficult sentence, okay? Now, what kind of forms? Thought forms, physical forms, emotional forms, but primarily it's a thought form. Now, you cannot get your hand on ego, right? Where is it? It's in our mind. It's a thought. And that's why Descartes was right. I think, therefore I am. It's a thought process. All right, let's look down here. The baker, he does a great job. He loves, he's proud of his goods. So he has an ego. Then the office manager, you're fired. Okay, he has an ego. You don't do what I said? There's a door. Now, then the lawyer gets a bigger ego. And, obviously, not the two doctors there, okay? These are medical doctors. They are humble people. Okay, that's why I want to bring up that initial part, okay? All right? This is me and my profession. I couldn't even see my head. Never mind. Just my body. And it is so true. Mind if I quote a digress a bit? Okay, I'll quote you an example about Dr. Siegel. All right? Okay. Now, who is the fortunate person here who has been in the doctor's office and been seen on time? No? Nobody, right? You know, even me, when I went and see my colleague, whom I have referred many patients to, and I still have to wait. Not as long as you guys, okay? His ego was as big as mine, so we are both the same, so he seen me a lot earlier, right? Now, in terms of efficiency, please, you know, if you have a full waiting room, and everyone's hourly wages is $10, there are 10 people, everybody's wasting $100 of the GMP, okay? And why is that accepted? Well, the office has a big ego, okay? And I'll explain that in a few more slides, okay? Thanks. Well, thanks, Ruby, again. It's a great slide. I appreciate it. Yeah, it just helped me reflect. Total unawareness of my consciousness with the whole source, being, and true consciousness. That's what ego is, okay? Now, remember, one of us said we are connected to the whole. Right? I think it's chi, right? In one of the earlier slides. That is true consciousness. Okay. Ego is totally unaware of it. It's I. Okay. How can I know about the whole? That's why we had the earlier lectures, to broaden our horizon, to open our mind to this whole idea. Now, various books will say whole, source, being, true consciousness. It actually meant the same thing. So we have a chance to read other books, literatures. Please, that will make your life a bit easier. Okay, being, suchness, and all those mean exactly the same thing. And it actually is about the same thing as teaching in Buddhism. If we borrow those terms and, you know, write something about it, we can make millions. Unfortunately, well, just please try.
Teaching in Chinese just means Buddha nature.
Okay.
So Buddha nature, that's close up to equivalent terminology.
So why is it so hard for these days for us to understand Buddha? It's because we did not want to, or we have not modernized our language. And that's, again, is what AWE is trying to do. Because once we have these terms, it's so easy to understand what Buddha say. Now, this unawareness or forgetfulness is really the original sin. It's a suffering delusion. I was actually going to read the Old Testament, the book of the Genesis, try to figure out why Adam and Eve was kicked out of heaven. And then, well, we inherit some kind of Christianity, original sin.